So Catherine, we'll start with you. Congratulations on the 100 back tonight. How was that? How that 49 feel?
It felt so good. I was just waiting to do that for so long. It's been a goal of mine for a really long time now. So I was so relieved and really happy about it.
All right. And Catherine, as you're growing up, you know, Natalie Coughlin was kind of the standard. Very few, you know, she was the only one for so many years that had broken that barrier. And then now in the last, you know, 5 years, like seven people have broken it or something like that. What is it that's going on in the backstroke that's got you guys all collectively as a group going so much faster?
I don't know. It's kind of weird, and it's really fun, and it's cool because, I don't know, it's fun to do it, but it's also really fun when you have, like, really stiff competition, and, like, so many people are doing it, too. It's so cool, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, and Kylie, as a senior, you guys won both medley relays, first relay in school history that you guys have won. So as a senior, just what does it mean to be a part of, like, the growth of NC State? Because you guys also are in for a first top four finish in school history.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a junior, so I get a little more time to everybody, but just to be part of relays like this has been, like, a dream since high school, and, like, I just can't believe it's, like, happening this way. It just seems surreal. I just am surrounded by the best group of girls ever, every day.
All right. Catherine, you and Sophie both won tonight. You're individuals. You guys both are in pretty elite swimmer families. Just what was that moment like for you guys? Just, I mean, this is, I mean, I'm sure you've been, you know, talked to, you know, as the daughter of an Olympian and blah, blah, blah all the time. I know that I'm guilty of that, talking about you sometimes. But I mean, Sophie's got the same thing, you know, with Louise. And you guys kind of both emerged with your own, you know, your kind of your own path, a little out of the shadows tonight, made, you know, kind of took that step. Just how big of a deal is that? And just, you know, what is that like, it being in a swimmer's family like that?
I think it's pretty fun. I've always, like, I think the reason I've always had such high goals in swimming is because of my dad, because I always knew when I wanted to do what he did. And so it's been more motivating than anything, and it was just, it's so special to do it for myself and just for the team too. I'm so grateful for, like, my support system. It's just so amazing.
And you and your dad have both won the same event. Just what, I mean, that's really rare. What does that mean to you?
It's pretty cool. I know my dad is pretty excited about it too. He is always telling me, like, his times in college versus mine, because I know we were pretty close at some point. But I don't know, times have changed, and he got a lot faster, obviously. But, like, I don't know, it's so special, and it's so cool. I don't know.
This has been such
a huge
night.
I don't care what you say, Andy, I don't care what you say. She's excited.
This has been such a huge night for not only you guys, but also Virginia. And racing them so many times this year at ACCs and in dual meets. How much do you feed off of what Virginia's doing, and how much does that help you guys every day in practice and even in these meets? Because you're going back and forth on these relays. How much do you feed off of Virginia and the rest of the ACC doing so well right now?
They have really, really pushed us this year and last year, and it's been really good. I think it's brought out the best in both of us. And it's just been really good for our conference, too, to see it. Our conference just get deeper and deeper and faster. And I think it's just a win for everyone involved.
Yeah, I know it motivates me so much in practice. And, like, even our dual meets, it's just so amazing to, like, have our relay against theirs and know, like, these are the top relays in the country and we're doing it in a dual meet. And it's such an honor to, like, have that competition constantly. Yeah. And at ACCs, it's cool to see both of us doing really well at the national level.
Kylie, what was it like diving into the lead in that 200?
It felt so good. Yeah, I just was like, I love feeding off of what everybody else is doing before me. And so I just felt good diving in, knowing that we were ahead.
All right. Can you talk a little bit about missing last year? You guys, I mean, I know everyone is in the same boat. There was no meet last year, but last year was supposed to be kind of your coming out party as a team. It was supposed to be, Kylie Perry and the Young Guns, you know, or whatever you want to, you know, whatever. I don't remember what Kylie told me, something like that. But like, you guys didn't get that chance. But and then this time, now we're here. You guys win that first relay, then the floodgates open. You guys have won four events now. Just take me through what that means and how tough that was to miss the breakout party last year, and then also to watch the success just really start, just open the floodgates like that.
Well, it was really, really hard last year to have that happen, knowing that, like, we had, you know, the best team we've ever had going into that meet, and we put everything in for that meet, and then just have it taken away. But I will say that coming back this year, it has made everything so much more rewarding. It's made us closer as a team. It's made us stronger people. And I'm just so grateful that we were able to stay strong and let it make us stronger as a team instead of let it break us.
Yeah, I don't really have too much to add to that. That's like everything. I disagree with it so much. It was pretty devastating last year because we really put so much into NCAAs. Like, that was our focus, purely that. And so to have it taken away was so sad. And just, I remember when I was leaving, I literally took like two pairs of clothes with me because I was like, I'm coming back here as soon as possible. And I ended up being home for 3 months. So it was kind of hard, but it was so, like, just, it made the transition back so fun and easy because I was just so excited to be with everyone again.